So should we be making that sort of technology, like smartphones and so on, less available to children until they have in some way proved that they're responsible enough to deal with it?
And how would you do that, Mariella? Yes. I mean, let's just be realistic
well,
here.
Well, you're buying the phone, aren't you? You're the parent. You're going out and spending,
you know.
Well, my daughter definitely can't afford to buy herself one. You know, that's, I suppose,
but
the first... Yeah, then I would come up with a
test.
Well, I think one of the... there's not a lot of things that those who are designing the technology can do when children decide to do one thing and send an image to a friend. But there are some things that they're thinking about, and I think some of them are helpful. Like, sometimes on some sites, before you send an image, there will be a little dialogue box that says, are you sure you want to send that image? And when you add a new person into your contact list, there can be a little question saying, are you sure you know who this person is? I think just some of those kind of stop and think moments, I won't say it's going to solve the problem, but some of those just prevent the kind of ease.
As we become more familiar with it, perhaps teenagers and younger children will be beginning to develop their own sort of social norms and codes to protect themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, this is evolution. Technology is kind of revolutionising the way we think, the way we live, the way we communicate, the way we learn, the way we create. And it brings a new culture of responsibility. And it challenges moral norms and it challenges the way that society thinks about things. But if you look back in time through our evolution, new things have been introduced into societies that have caused moral panic, that have caused older generations who don't understand it to become very afraid, to become very gatekeepery about it all. And actually, as it becomes immersed in society, most people want to do good by it. Mm. And most people will think about ways in which they can use whatever that is for the best for them, themselves, their families and for society. And that's what we will see happen. And we have to hold that kind of optimism bias as well as be proportionate and balanced when we think about not just harm, but think about probability of risk. Mm. And also remember, and this is where I disagree with Helen as from your comment earlier about working child protection and the fear you have for your 18-month-old. I've worked in child protection all my life. I don't have great fear for my children because they are not the kinds of children that this would happen to. They are not vulnerable. And we are creating a world for all children based on the vulnerability of a very sad and very significant but a very small number of children. Mm.